Some say it is useless to love because there are bad people. I don't know if I will change the world, but I will not allow the world to change me. When we reach a state of deep meditation, we can resent the present moment, and this connects us to unconditional love. People who do not feel love are disconnected from the infinite, but also from other human beings and the rest of creation. This leads us to become messengers of hope and harmony, bearers of joy and smiles in society, and to embody the change we want to see come about in the world. But all this, if it remains only a theory, has no real effect on our lives. We need to directly experience the experience of connection with the infinite. And to do this, meditation is indispensable. What can we do for world peace? Do we have the power to change the world? Kindness in words creates confidence. Kindness in thought creates depth. Kindness in giving creates love. Lao Tzu. Kindness is a revolutionary act in a world of violence. In a society that is still profoundly patriarchal and macho, where brute force still exerts a certain allure, where toughness and virility seem qualities to be developed, extolled, and proudly displayed, many do not realize that machismo is a cancerous mechanism underlying violence. And it is this last human quality that is the source from which the worst that human beings are capable of, from war to the overpowering of the weakest, from bullying to the stockpiling of atomic weapons, are born. What happens in meditation? What differences are produced within our brain when we meditate compared to the ordinary waking state? In meditation, the brain uses a much larger number of neurons than in the waking state. It even seems that in a meditative state, the brain uses 40,000 neurons compared to only 20,000 normally used during the state of conscious mind, which is twice as much and allows us to halve the time taken to understand. Conversely, if we are in a state of negative emotions and stress, the brain uses fewer and fewer neurons, and this increases the time it takes to understand things. In fact, it becomes slower and slower in response to negative mental states. Meditating means transcending the conscious mind, and to better explain the phenomenon of transcendence, we can use an example: diving into water. First of all, we cause a great splash, then as a second effect, we generate waves that propagate through the rest of the body of water. They seem like two separate phenomena, the splash and the waves, but in reality, they are related and interconnected. When we experience transcendence, we dive into the water, that is, we experience the qualities of the superconscious mind. In the analogy of the plunge into the water, the splash represents precisely the direct superconscious experience and its qualities within ourselves. The waves propagating from the plunge represent the fact that the transcendence experienced in an inner awareness expands beyond the limits of our being and spreads outwards. This is in essence a radiating of love, peace and wisdom. As mentioned earlier, one of the qualities attributed by the Vedas to the universal field of consciousness is love. When we are in love, we feel connected to the loved one. Love is an experience of feeling connected. Can the experience of falling in love be a glimpse of this connection to the field? Some will say that falling in love is not necessarily eternal, and this is true. In fact, falling in love is often confused with love, but they are clearly two very different things, even though many do not recognize the profound difference. Falling in love is an experience limited, usually to a person of the opposite sex or the same sex. The love of which the spiritual masters speak is something much broader, not confined to the people we are in love with or the people close to us in our inner circle. They understand love as the deep sense of connection with our fellow human beings and with every living creature, whether they are near or far from us. It is something that leads us to want to help others, even people we do not know and will never meet, but to whom we feel equally connected. When we volunteer or donate to a disaster or natural calamity, we do it because we feel this kind of love. I'm not saying that falling in love is a bad experience. On the contrary, it is a precursor that can give us a glimpse of what our planet could be like if, instead of circumscribing our love for a limited number of people, we were able to feel the same intense feeling for every fellow human being and every living creature. We have already won and they have already lost. They are the past and we are the future. We have already won because by treating us like idiots, they have made us magnificent. Because by treating us like infants, they have made us wise. Because by treating us like slaves, they have made us free.